Intro. Charles slowly eased back into his recliner, a 20-year-old mammoth, as he hit the button on his chirping comm watch. The Hollow movie he was watching in his den auto-paused. Despite how much more action and how much better the graphics were, the movie just didn't compare to the original. They didn't make movies like they used to, and it wasn't enough to enrapture him not to answer his buzzing comm.
Lucky! Good to see you up and about after the surgery, man.
Bert's voice was just a tad too loud and energetic for a 93-year-old man, and likely the only friend left that still called Charles by his nickname. Once, Bert had been a slim, dark-haired and muscular man before age turned him into the mirror image of Scrooge. Or maybe a life of being a bachelor had done it.
Hiya, Bert.
Yeah, well, hip surgery's come a long ways since we were growing up. Only 1 week recovery, lasers and whatnot. How you been?
Charles answered.
I've been good. Finally sold off the last of my stocks. Couldn't keep up with the algorithms the AIs have these days. Always quicker than I am on the uptick.
Yeah, them damn things will be the death of us, if you ask me. You gonna call that your third retirement? What are you doing now?
That's actually what I'm calling you about. I've been playing this new VR game called Crossroads, and I was hoping...
You know I ain't gonna play. I'm too damn old for games. And I want to be present if my family calls me.
Charles groaned as he struggled out of his chair, despite his aching knees and hip.
I know. I heard it with the last one. But this one lets you accept the calls in it. You can stop whatever you're doing in-game and take the call.
Bert's voice didn't sound like he was too sure.
Oh, yeah?
Charles made sure his voice reflected his skepticism.
Yeah. And the best part, man, is that it compresses time. A year in-game is something like a week in the real world. Or a month. I don't know the details, these new technologies.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out most of them 50 years ago. No idea how it works now. That's why you can't trust it.
Charles meandered slowly into his kitchen, hitting the button on the coffee maker. Even small talks like these took a lot out of him, and he'd need the caffeine to make sure he didn't end up sleeping through the rest of his movie. Not that the movie was any good.
I heard that. After my third wife, I didn't even trust a whole gender. Don't get me started on the Polish.
Bert smirked and watched Charles for his reaction. Charles, for his part, volunteered a grin as he picked up the mug of steaming coffee from the whirling machine. Some combination of cook, fridge, pantry, and whatever else that slowly smothered the whole food industry. They both knew Charles was 60-something percent Polish descent, and it had been a running joke between their friends since their 20s. When there wasn't any real response, Bert moved on. His expression turned more serious from his usual light-hearted banter.
Look, Charles, I don't know if you heard about Elliot, but he passed away last month.
Charles sipped his coffee and nodded.
I'd heard, but what can I do? Most of our friends, colleagues, and co-workers are gone. At some point, we'd both become resigned to awaiting death. Both of us know our bodies are failing. I'd heard. I sent a hologram to his family recollecting old stories. Not the bad ones, just some of the funny ones.
He blew on the last of the steam away and took a sip. Bert looked away for a moment and sighed.
I should have done something like that. But you know, I didn't really get along after...
Sleeping with his niece wasn't your smartest move. He didn't talk to you for what, 15 years?
Something like that. How's your daughter, by the way? You know what? Never mind. Anyway, you got me thinking. We know we don't have a lot of time left. You're the last good friend I have left, and I wanted to have some fun and hang out with you some before we go.
You ain't moving in.
Bert laughed, and Charles grinned.
Got me good. No, I want you to play this damn game with me. Half the world plays it now, and I bet your family does, too. They can visit you in it. I'll show you how to play. You'll feel like you're 30 again. It's like nothing else.
Bert was in sales during his 30s and 40s, and it carried with him.
He probably has a jingle and a kazoo sound ready.
I don't know.
Charles sat his coffee down and stared at it while he was thinking.
Being 30 again doesn't really mean that much. I lived a good life. Plus...
Plus?
Plus, I already bought the capsule and subscription. It'll be there this afternoon. See you in the game,
Bert said as he closed the comm. Charles looked at where the hollow image of Bert had faded out and sighed.
Well, it is something to do.